race is a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
After yesterday's CIA whistleblower hearing, I've got to ask the question, who the heck is Anthony Fauci? I mean, who really is Anthony Fauci? CIA whistleblower testified that Fauci was able to get the CIA to cover up the lab leak. Just went right in there and dictated to the intelligence community, hey, yeah, we're gonna lie, essentially. What was most shocking about the testimony yesterday in Rand Paul's committee in the Senate by James Erdman III is that the CIA knew right away, its analysts knew right away, where the Wuhan virus came from. The Wuhan lab, not the wet market. 6 out of 7 analysts agree. They'd already written it up internally when Fauci came on the scene. Keep in mind, he said this is all while Fauci's on TV saying he didn't know the origin and was allowed to choose a new set of sources for the CIA analysts to use. The only ones they were allowed to use. And guess what that produced? The report, full of lies, that we eventually saw from the CIA that it was unknowable where it came from. Who is Fauci? I mean, what kind of person can walk into the CIA and then just dictate that they'll lie? And then they do. The real question is, how on earth did Fauci have this much power over the CIA that he could force changes in CIA assessment from truth to lies? Folks, a lot of people don't realize Fauci was essentially a upper mid-level bureaucrat at the National Institutes of Health. He even had a boss, Francis Collins, who was the head of the National Institutes of Health. In fact, Fauci was the head of the NIAID. It's a sub-agency of the National Institutes of Health. So how was he personally powerful enough to call the shots in the intelligence community and at the CIA? Again, who is this guy? And here's another question. What did Fauci do that he needed a pardon from Biden that covers 2014 through 2024? In other words, one that begins during Fauci's years in the Obama administration. Was he some kind of double agent sowing, I don't know, viral disaster around the globe, working with bioweapons labs of our worst enemy, China, again, to transfer technology, gain of function technology, to weaponize viruses, technology China didn't have. But from there, that hearing yesterday got even more shocking. See, the whistleblower, Erdman, had already testified before the committee because he'd been subpoenaed. The CIA insisted it be secret behind closed doors, which outraged Rand Paul and Ron Johnson, the two senators, because again, Congress had voted not once, but twice to declassify the origins of COVID. And two presidents, Biden and Trump, signed it. The idea that a whistleblower has to talk about it in a classified setting is absurd. So here's what happened. And this was a real snipe at the Trump intelligence community, which, folks, I don't even know if the Trump administration actually runs the FBI or CIA. But here's what Rand Paul did. It was a boss move yesterday. And there's no love lost between him and Trump. They really don't like each other, okay? So Rand Paul waits till about 2 hours before Trump meets with Chairman Xi in China to hold this hearing. He subpoenas the guy, Erdman, but Erdman doesn't tell his bosses, and neither does Rand Paul. They had no idea he was going to appear in public to redo his testimony that he'd given in private. This was Rand Paul max level humiliating the Trump intelligence community. And from there, the testimony got even more shocking, as Erdman said that, the Trump, John Ratcliffe-led CIA was spying on Tulsi Gabbard, eyewitnesses, and whistleblowers, all of them connected to her dig effort. And the dig effort was dedicated to uncovering the origins of COVID and declassifying them in compliance with Trump's declassification order that Trump signed. So she's following the law, while John Ratcliffe, another member of the Trump administration, his CIA is spying on her and everyone around her illegally because they're looking into the origins of COVID. Folks, what is it these people are hiding?
The CIA illegally monitored the computer and phone usage of DIG personnel, their investigations, and contact with whistleblowers. These were Americans being spied upon illegally while executing duties directed by the president and under the authority of the Director of National Intelligence.
Okay, most frustratingly, Erdman doesn't tell you what you most want to know. Was this spying done with the knowledge of Trump's CIA director, John Ratcliffe, who up until now seemed like a pretty good guy? Or was it done behind his back by rogue factions of the CIA who are really affiliated with the Democrat Party and break the law all the time, or at least they have in the past? Did the Trump administration know this? Did Ratcliffe know this? Was he spying on Tulsi Gabbard? And why would he protect the origins of COVID when he himself has called for its release for many years? It gets worse. Because the whistleblower then said that the CIA has more than 2,000 pages of documents of data on the origins of COVID that it's still illegally withholding and won't share with Congress. Whatever the case, Ratcliffe's CIA blasted them for subpoenaing the whistleblower and not telling Ratcliffe or anybody else over at the CIA, I guess, so they could pre-program him. Here's Fox News' Bill Malusian asking Rand Paul about what the CIA said.
The CIA says the committee acted in bad faith with this hearing. They just sent out a statement. Your response to that?
Congress passed a law to unanimously declassify all of the COVID information. We all want to know the truth. Where did it come from? Now almost every agency admits that it did come from the lab, but they still haven't been forthcoming. There's no reason to have secrets on this. We want them to obey the law. The CIA needs to obey the law, and they need to reveal the information.
What might this origin of COVID information look like? Well, for years on this podcast, we've been following the story of the world's foremost bioweapons dealer, Hunter Biden, whose pardon from his dad is not only historic, because we've never seen anything like it since the founding, covers the year 2014 through 2025. It matches exactly the years of Fauci's pardon. Do I have your attention now? Again, why might those pardons stretch back to 2014? And folks, I guarantee you this is what's in the 2,000 pages that they're still illegally withholding at the CIA. It's a story of how that year, Hunter and his firm, Rosemont Seneca Technology Partners, received a massive tranche of cash, over $30 million, some of which they invested in Metabiota. You know, I've been obsessed with Metabiota. What is Metabiota? It was the only U.S. company allowed to do work on viruses, deadly ones, at the Wuhan lab. Metabiota is also a Department of Defense contractor focused on pandemic-related diseases and biosecurity. So this is a defense-related firm. Metabiota worked as a subcontractor for Black and Veatch, a major U.S. defense contractor that built secure labs in Ukraine under a Pentagon program called Defense Threat Reduction Agency, or DARPA. Okay, so folks, remember when it was first reported by Vanity Fair that bizarrely this meth addict, this drug addict, Hunter Biden, had a Pentagon email address? What? Then all of a sudden, he had Rosemont Seneca, a investment capital company that he ran with former Secretary of State John Kerry. Remember, he was Secretary of State for Barack Obama, that he ran with John Kerry's stepson. And even though Hunter Biden had basically never worked a day in his life, suddenly had $30 million in cash to dole out from unnamed investors. The first company they invested in was Metabiota. Metabiota made a beeline for the bioweapons lab of the People's Liberation Army, or what our media calls the Wuhan lab. Again, the only company, private company, U.S. company, only company of any kind allowed to do work at the Wuhan lab. If you want to read the details of this astonishing story, you can find them in the UK Daily Mail. The article is, and I'll attach it in the sources for this podcast. Hunter Biden did help secure millions in funding for U.S. contractor in Ukraine specializing in deadly pathogen research, laptop emails reveal, raising more questions about the disgraced son of the vice president, then vice president. Now, remember the story at the time, which our Democrat leadership told us was Russian propaganda, so did our media, that Hunter Biden was running around pumping millions of dollars, and that ended up being true, via Rosemont Seneca into Metabiota to fund bioweapons labs jammed up against the Russian border, labs that the Russian government said leaked diseases that were uniquely genetically modified to the DNA of the native Russian populations around there. They'd hurt and killed people. Now, Russia had been going on about this for years. In fact, if you Google Newsweek, Russia, biolabs, you'll see that they actually filed something at the UN years ago because they wanted an investigation of the US, the CIA, our Defense Department, and their illegal biolabs, which violate treaties we're a party to. In other words, it's illegal for us to be doing this. You don't want to know who blocked the investigation at the UN? We did. But all the right people have always said it's Russian propaganda. They just wanted to use it to justify their invasion of Ukraine. Well, if it was true, you could see why Russia would want to push its borders back. Push its borders back right past where CIA was running bioweapons labs. Bioweapons labs used to menace the Russian people. Okay. Look at what else has come out in the last 72 hours. This is absolutely remarkable, folks, because that was always called a conspiracy theory. Not anymore. New York Post broke it this week, and this is what I had in yesterday's podcast, that there were 120 of these illegal bioweapons labs. Wuhan was just one of them. 40 are, guess where? Exactly where Tulsi Gabbard and Russia said they were. In Ukraine, the very labs that Hunter Biden helped to finance and set up, bizarrely, in partnership with the Department of Defense, or at least its designated contractors. Again, this is illegal work that they're doing. This is gain of function work, taking perfectly harmless viruses, weaponizing them to jump from animals to humans and to be viral. It's terrifying and deadly stuff. By the way, according to the New York Post and Tulsi Gabbard, the CIA, which ran these labs, again, illegally scattered them throughout the world. 40 were in Ukraine. Those are the ones that Hunter Biden was associated with, except there's about 30 more of them than we knew about. And the rest are scattered across 30 other countries, including our worst enemies on Earth, China. So now can you see why a CIA whistleblower might be motivated to go talk to Rand Paul? Can you even imagine what's in those 2,000 pages? Rudy Giuliani had always believed, and I played the audio before on this podcast, that not just Biden, but the Obama administration used Hunter Biden to do its dirty work, its illegal bioweapons creation and trafficking, because he was a drug addict. They could control him. He was desperate for his next hit. And the money that he made, a lot of it coming in, you could see from the laptop emails from China, which was knee deep in all of this. A lot of that money fueled the drug habit. He wouldn't literally care if he went to prison. All he cared about was getting the next hit. He was the perfect dupe, the perfect sap to break the law for them. Including, again, and I'm going to attach this article because it's so remarkable, that Hunter Biden, you can see him literally doing the bidding of the Department of Defense. So they didn't have to break the law. In fact, for a while there, running from 2014, there's that number again, to November 2016, the Department of Defense seemed to be following Hunter Biden around and pumping tax dollars into the very same entities that were weaponizing the COVID virus. In that case, the Department of Defense awarded an $18.4 million contract to the dirty contractor Metabiota between, again, February 2014 and November 2016. Now can you see why the CIA, again, the same CIA running 120 of those labs illegally around the world, would be spying on Tulsi Gabbard if her and her dig team were digging into the origins of COVID? Yeah, because it goes right back to Hunter Biden, the Biden family, the Obama administration, but most especially the CIA and the Department of Defense, which, folks, the Department of Defense is there to combat China, not work with it to kill us all. By the way, as Rand Paul pointed out yesterday, the senator, 15 million people ultimately died worldwide of COVID. One more odd but interesting development at yesterday's committee meeting, which was clearly designed to embarrass Trump's CIA, although, again, I don't know if you could actually call it Trump's CIA since he didn't really seem to be in charge of it. I think the Democrats are still shadow running it. And where John Ratcliffe, again, falls in that span, I don't know. I don't know if he's friend or foe But one thing that's interesting to observe, normally the Democrats will show up to these kinds of hearings and they'll make hay, they'll sow doubt, They all, to a person, didn't show up yesterday, like they knew. Remember the first vote to declassify the origins of COVID? And not a single Democrat voted to do that. It's like they all know that it'd go badly for them if it got declassified. Yeah, yesterday was like that. Here's Senator Ron Johnson pointing that out and how very strange it was.
I'll also note, because nothing shocks me anymore with our colleagues from the other side of the aisle, but I'm shocked that not one of them showed up here. I think one showed up to register his attendance and then gone. I agree with you. It is well past time for us to have a church committee. We're not going to get bipartisan support for a church committee. There's no curiosity on the other side about what's happening inside the deep state.
So it's going to be very interesting when Papa Trump gets home to deal with the fact that one part of the Trump administration is spying on another part of the Trump administration inside the intelligence community. I wonder what it all means. It's got to be big.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.